Last night's GOP debate was meant to focus on the economy, and it did. The candidates brought up corporate taxes, the flat tax, even the gold standard. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax has been looking into what they said and joins us now to parse out some of the stances the candidates are taking on these issues. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the flat tax, which seems to come up every election. Senator Ted Cruz talks about a 10% flat tax last night. Ben Carson said he wanted a flat tax closer to 15%. And to make it work, he called for reduced spending. Here he is.
You also have to do some strategic cutting in several places. Remember, we have 645 federal agencies and sub-agencies. Mm-hmm. Anybody who tells me that we need every penny in every one of those is in a fantasy world.
That audio from the CNBC debate on Westwood One. Marilyn, remind us of the idea behind a flat tax, and could it actually happen?
This is really a very old debate. It goes back to what is fairness. And there's one way to be fair is to charge everybody the exact same tax rate, whether you make $20,000 a year or $2 billion a year. And originally, Americans did pay very flat taxes. They were all uniform for everybody because you had excise taxes and duties. But then by the 1890s, there were really big gaps in income. You had very poor immigrants and these fabulously wealthy families, you know, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers. So Congress created a progressive income tax so that it would hit the richest people harder. And that's kind of a different way of being fair. It basically says if you ratchet up your wealth, you ratchet up your taxes. Today, the top marginal rate for the richest people, the very richest, is 39.6%. So when Carson's talking about 15%, Ted Cruz 10%, that's very different. And a truly flat tax, though, would have to have no deductions, just flat.
Right.
It's flat, right? So that means no mortgage deduction, no charity deductions. Politically, that would be really hard to get to. And another thing is that basically economists just say a flat tax would really drop government revenues. You'd have to cut spending by trillions. That's what Dr. Carson was referring to. So when you push for a flat tax, you're really pushing for a dramatically smaller government.
We also heard the former HP CEO Carly Fiorina talk about jobs last night and criticize President Obama's record. Here she is.
And every single policy of President Obama has been demonstrably bad for women. 92% of the jobs lost during Barack Obama's first term belonged to women.
Marilyn, is that true?
Well, only if you slice the numbers up in a really particular way. You have to start with basically the first minute that Obama came into office in January 2009 and through the end of the recession, because it was the back end of the recession when women were losing their jobs, really in things like restaurants and hotels. But the big job losses for men came in 2007 and 2008. Remember when the housing bubble burst?
Right.
Men lost jobs in construction. Then it was manufacturing, financial services. We actually remember, Jeremy, we used to use the term man-cession because
right.
It hit so hard at men. So actually, if you look at the whole recession, about 60% of the jobs lost were with men. So, but they were on the front end of that.
All right. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax taking a look at just a couple of the issues that came up in the debate last night. We'll have plenty more time to do more of that as this campaign goes on. Marilyn, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.